Blackstone Audio presents American Panic, A History of Who Scares Us and Why, by Mark Stein. This book is read by David Drummond. To Harry and David. Introduction. It is better to light a candle than curse the darkness. Chinese proverb. Political panic, the irrational fear that one's government is in danger, is by no means unique to any country. In America, it dates back to the 1692 Salem witch hunt, though conceivably earlier panics may have occurred among Native American tribes. The panic that began in Salem commenced after seizures suddenly afflicted three girls, ages 9 through 12. When the colony's physicians could not explain it, fear arose that sorcery was taking place in Salem and endangering its Puritan rule. After the first suspect was arrested and charged with witchcraft, a capital crime, more accusations quickly followed, many of them leveled by individuals who stood to gain from the conviction of the people they accused. In little over a year, 19 colonists were executed, 8 others awaited execution, 50 awaited sentencing, and 150 still awaited trial when the colony's governor ended the proceedings by fiat. What happened in Salem over 300 years ago continues to reverberate in the United States. Witch hunt remains a phrase in the American vernacular, ensconced in our dictionaries as an investigation of disloyalty based on unverified assertions and public fear. In other ways, too, the Salem witch hunt entailed elements of political panic that have continued to contribute to a pattern in American political panic. That there is a pattern in political panic can be seen when William...